This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I see what you're doing there. Adam Jones joins us at 8:30. Oh, man. You're Mary Franklin, dude. Are the O's hurting their relationship with the fans by raising ticket prices and changing ticket plans? I say yes, but I don't know whether that hurt is temporary or permanent. I don't know whether they lose people. I'll give you an example. My buddy Holtz texted me yesterday when it happened, and he was not happy. Mm-hmm. He'll be back. He'll be back. Once he takes a breath, he'll be back. I don't think everybody, he's a baseball lifer, though. I don't know if everyone feels that way.
I don't know either, because I know people who have it's Ravens tickets particularly, for whatever reason, you know, the kneeling initially, then PSL prices, and there was a variety, the new thing with the Black Wing Club. They really have given up the seats. So some people, they're not just threatened, they actually do it. So it's possible.
Yeah. Sometimes people feel like they can be pushed and pushed until you can't push
them
anymore.
That's what happens, eventually, yeah. Like, you know, was it Network? Yeah, it throws, I just not going to take it anymore. That's how it goes. After a while, it's like, that's enough. I'm done. And some people, when they're done, they're done. You know, some people just threaten it. Like, oh, I'm never doing this again. I'm done. I'm out. I know people that when they say they're done, they are done, and they don't reverse field. So I hope that doesn't happen. But this, I just think the timing of this was terrible. I just do.
Yeah.
I really do. It's like another time, not now.
And I got to be honest with you, Ed, the ticket price increase to me is not the story, because it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's when the ticket prices were raised.
I totally agree. It's like, ticket prices happen. No one likes it, but they happen.
Yeah.
Because I remember whenever you do even the Ravens, that postseason thing, they would do every, well, they used to do, don't do anymore, but Dick Cass would be there when he was the president of the team. And his role, his only real role was talk about ticket prices, because the coach handled most calls. You know, you had the GM, you had Harbaugh, you had the Costa or Ozzie at the time. But when Cass was there, it was about ticket prices, and that was it. So you know they're going to go up,
right?
But you don't announce it after, like I said, if the Ravens had a 5-12 season or something, not now. You do it after you have a run like they're having, where they're, you know, 13-4, and you go to the playoffs every year. Orioles, same thing. Like, you want to raise, you should have done when you won 101 games and said, you know, we need more money for whatever. Don't say you got to keep up with them. It's the price of inflation.
Like you had a horrible day at work, Ed. You go home and you tell your wife how bad your day was. And she says, well, I got some other news for you. And it's more bad news.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the bad news can happen, but just not right now. How about wait and tell me? You know?
Yeah.
You know, how about give me another time?
Yep.
You know, you extend Jackson Holiday. Oh, and by the way, ticket prices are going up. You know, give us something like that. In the offseason, you sign a free agent, but they can't wait that long because they're starting to sell them now. But I get it. I think you and I are on the same page. Ticket price is going to go up. That's just how sports are. That's how everything else is in life. Everything goes up.
Yeah.
I think the Oriole fans right now are just upset at the timing of it all. 410-583-1057. A couple weeks after you, sell everything off for the team, which was something that had to happen. I believe they won that, to be honest with you, but that's not what most fans want. They don't want to see Cedric Mullins leaving. They don't want to see Ryan O'Hearn leaving. They don't want to hear the fact that you have Laureano for another year, but you trade him too. They don't want to hear that. And then you tell them ticket prices are going up.
Right. I mean, by the way.
Yeah, this is what they're dealing with right now. And I think, Joe, I think that's why they're being accused of being tone deaf. Because it's like, we're telling you we don't like the moves that you recently made. And now you increase the prices. Well, I think the price increase was going to happen long before the trade deadline.
I do too. But, you know, you have the option to not do it at that moment. And, like, what I really don't get about this, because I don't care I've worked in big organizations. I've run them. It's like, you have, you know, they don't have marketing in police department, but you have kind of, you know, you do have public affairs and things like that, try to, you know, get good stories out and keep the image polished and things like that. There's a time for this, you know, and sometimes you go say, nah, you know, we just had a bad shooting. We just said whatever happened. We had a scandal. No. Here, it's like your general manager. I mean, you can't sugarcoat it. Michael Elias is the seat's hot. I mean, they're talking about him nationally now. You know, people here are angry, right or wrong. And it was a lot of misinformation. Like, we have people saying he's not trying to extend people. He won't do it. That's not true. He hasn't done it. But Boris himself has said two of his clients, the Orioles have tried to, you know, sign to extensions. It was Gunnar and Holiday. And no, he didn't want to do it. So it's not that they're not trying. It takes two people. Both parties have to agree to it. So, but the point is, he's under fire. So why would you, your GM is under fire, make this announcement that, oh, by the way, the team's terrible, the GM is on the hot seat, and we're going to charge you more money next year. Like, really? Now you say this. Okay. It's not going to be received well.
So let me ask you this before we go to break, start taking some calls. Are you saying they shouldn't have raised ticket prices this year at all, or are you saying they shouldn't have announced it now?
I'd say both. They should not have raised ticket prices after a terrible run like this. Mm-hmm. You can wait. We're not having a bake sale for the Baltimore Orioles. So that is dumb to me. You just wait. Do it next year. Wait. See if we have a better 2026, because you probably will if the people are healthy. You'll be back, I assume, where you were. Wait till next year. I can't believe this was necessary right now. And the timing, if it was necessary, the timing sucked.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn is on medical leave. He will be back soon with a speedy recovery. We want to hear from you. Are the Orioles hurting their relationship with the fan base by raising ticket prices and changing ticket plans? Because that's part of the story as well. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
8:15 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. What are the Ravens doing? Oh, correction, what the Orioles doing with their fan base? They're a little bit, or they give reason to be upset with the fan base. Are they losing the fan base? Let's go to Towson and get John. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. So, look, I'm going to start by saying I am not a season ticket holder. I have the benefit of going through my company who has a full game plan, so this might fall on deaf ears because I'm not spending the money that some of these season ticket holders are doing. But when you look at the ownership group, let's not act like these guys aren't all very experienced businessmen and have done very well at business through their whole lives. Elias, he's been a baseball executive for the Astros, now moving on to the Orioles. I think Orioles Twitter is a little, not a little, it's toxic. And when something like this happens, I think people jump the gun. Let's play a what-if game. The what-if game is the Orioles announce this, okay, what if they go into this offseason and they sign somebody like Kyle Tucker? They spend $400 million. Now, do those people all come running back?
Yeah, they do.
Say, oh, my God.
You know that, John. That's just that's how fans are. Fans are is short for fanatic. We got to pivot, Ed. We got to pivot. We got a Hall of Famer, an Oriole Hall of Famer on hold right now. Joining us right now, soon to be inducted in the Orioles Hall of Fame, center fielder Adam Jones. What's up, Adam?
How you doing? Hey, you could have said Tom Davis. Could have said Joe Orsolak. There's some good guys going into the hall today.
Some heavy hitters, man.
Yeah.
now you, I call you, you know, my kids' generation's Eddie Murray. You know, that you have an era in Baltimore. How does it feel to be going into this organization's Hall of Fame?
I mean, tremendous pride. Obviously, you know, dating back to the history. You know, it's great. When I bought my first house here, I bought the house from the original owners of the St. Louis Browns who brought the Orioles here. So I think there was just something in the air that Baltimore was fitting for me. And again, playing here for a long time, 11 years, you do well in the field. I posted up, as you've seen, for all the years. And you know what? They award you for good things when you just post up, play, put up good numbers, do some accolades, nice in the community, and shake hands with people. So, you know what? This is not just my award. This is the city's award. I know I'm going to get the plaque, but it's the city is the reason why I am where I am. My family, my friends, and the fans of Baltimore.
Well, Adam, I know you're humble and you're going to say that, but you're considered the best center fielder in the team's history. We had a little poll a couple weeks ago. I mean, and we're talking about Paul Blair, Al Bunbury, guys like that. I mean, just great center fielders. What does that mean? It's a historic franchise. I mean, it's, you know, it's one of the older franchises in baseball, and you're at the very top in the premier position.
It actually means a lot. I mean, I've read the comments, and, you know, obviously you can't go wrong with Blair or myself. Obviously, Blair had 8 gold gloves, always chasing him. My offensive numbers were a little different than his, but you can't go wrong. But just for the simple fact that our lineage in center field is black.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know Mullins just got traded last, but our lineage in center field, had, from myself to Corey Patterson to obviously Devereaux and Brady. I mean, Brady get in there a little bit. Brady's my guy. He's invited to the barbecue. And then you got then obviously with the B. Bumbry and So like our history in center field is legendary, and for me to be 1A, 1B, depends on the era, is a tremendous honor, and I carry that with tremendous pride.
Adam Jones joining us, going to be inducted this weekend to the Orioles Hall of Fame. Adam, you've been part of a rebuild with this organization. When you got here, the team was rebuilding. You saw that rebuild through in 2012, finally getting to the postseason. You got there three times.
Yep.
This organization went through a rebuild. They had a winning season in 22, 101 wins in 23, back in the playoffs last year. How would you describe where the organization is right now with this disappointing 25 season?
Well, I mean, obviously you got injuries, you got all this, blah, blah, blah. I mean, we can make excuses. We all know that. But you know what? Be honest with you, and, you know, being able to work in the front office has been a absolute blessing. And I think, you know, like, look, it was a wake-up call. You got slapped in the face this year. And, you know, you got to see how you react. It's not a rebuild. I think it's more of a retooling. And you got hit in the face. We thought that we thought one way, the league told you the other. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. It's understandable. But the thing is that with the trades we made, obviously the anticipation of the fans, you know, I am close to the fans. I understand what they're feeling, what they're talking about. And they want to see spent. They want to see guys. They want to see the Orioles go after big prospects. They want to see the Orioles be aggressive in free agents. And I understand that. Trust me, I wanted the same thing also. As a player, again, it's business. Some things don't fit. Obviously, you know, I was listening earlier, trying to get Tucker here on $400 million. That's a little bit tough in this market because if Orioles are offering $400, what is the evil empire up north offering? So we just have to be calculated, smart, and just make great business decisions because, again, not everybody can play in Baltimore. Not everybody can play in the Yankee Stadium. Not everybody can play in Boston. So we got to get someone who can, or some people who can fit this city, this mold, and grind the way that Baltimore grinds.
I'm going to ask you a personal question because I got someone from Adam who helped me out a lot with my back issues, Stacy Nevelis. Talk about people who help you out in your career. How much did she help you? Because he raved about this woman, and she did all kinds of body work on me and was pretty amazing.
You want to talk about the reason why I played so many games? It's two people, John Swain and Stacy Nevelis. And no one sees them, but they know when they see me, just know that they have the reason why. The reason why I didn't hit a DL. The reason why I was mitigated. If I missed a game, it wasn't missing five, six games. I was missing one or two because they mitigated every issue that I had. They knew my body, and they kept me on the field. So you're talking about indebted to people. Obviously, you know, when the manager writes your name in the lineup, obviously playing a Major League Baseball game, that's such so exhilarating. But at the same time, behind the scenes, you got to see people who are really putting in the work, soft tissue, making me more disciplined. Like, hey, this is not what you should be doing this. And, you know, the reason why I play on the game, Stacy Nevelis, John Swain, two names that are very, very dear to me, two trainers that obviously knew my biometrics. And, hey, they're the reason why I was on that field.
That's a good point, Adam. You played in over 1,600 games here in 11 years. Were you ever on an injury list?
One time.
Okay.
I broke my foot in 2008, foul ball, on my birthday. Happy birthday to me. I broke my foot in the fifth inning, but I played the rest of the game. The next day, I couldn't feel my feet, so I had to go on the DL for all of August. And then I came back September 1st. First at bat, hit a home run off Paul Bird in Boston. Foot was killing me. But that was the only time that I went on the IL, and you know what? That's pride right there in itself because I'm in Baltimore, man. Like you look up there and you see that eight.
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah,
Mr. Banfield, can I get a day off? Can I rest? Come on, you know that's not happening. I grinded. And again, that's what you have to do. You play through all this stuff. You play through the knickknacks. And again, if you're hurt, you're hurt. But if you're injured. I mean, sure. Yeah, there's things and ways that you can perform. Trust me. Did I always feel 100%? No, but when that game started, the fans never knew how I felt. They knew that they knew what they were going to get out of me rather than how I felt.
Well, can't wait to see you later, Adam, at the Hall of Fame luncheon and tomorrow during the induction ceremony. You are the man. Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah. I appreciate you guys. Appreciate you. I'll be seeing you soon.
All right. Yep. See you soon. Adam Jones. Again, if you are under 30, maybe 35 even, he's your generation's Eddie Murray.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, the 2012 to 2016 playoff times was the Adam Jones era. He has his own era here in Baltimore. It's the Adam Jones era.
Yeah. Hey, he is, you know, if you look up, if you just, I mean, everybody uses AI now. He's atop the list with Blair and Bumbry. I mean, he's considered one of the greatest center fielders the city's ever had. So it's a real thing.
I still love me some Al Bumbry, though, man. Man, I love Al Bumbry.
I still do. He's a,
yeah,
he's a great guy.
Ooh, I love watching him play. Listen, we are not going to ignore you. Don't think we're going to ignore you. We're going to pivot. We expected Adam Jones at 8:30. He called in early. That's fine. When Adam Jones calls in, Adam Jones gets in. So we're going to go back to it. Jessica in Baltimore, hold tight. We want to hear from you. Also, the rest of you want to call back. Are the Orioles hurting their relationship with the fan base by raising ticket prices and changing ticket plans? 410-583-1057. Also, do you agree with Adam? This is a retooling, not a rebuild. 8:32 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed North, Rob Long, Jeremy Conn on sick leave. AJ Francis and Moose Pro Wrestlers will be in studio at 9 o'clock. That ought to be interesting. Yes, it is. Let's go out to the phone line right now. Are the Baltimore Orioles hurting their relationship with the fan base by raising ticket prices and changing ticket plans? Let's go to Jessica in Baltimore. Good morning to you, Jessica.
Good morning, fellas. Love listening to you every morning while I'm on my way to work.
Thank you very much.
Now, I am a Baltimore Orioles season ticket holder. I've been a season ticket holder for over 12 years now. And yesterday, I got a robocall from the Baltimore Orioles that said I needed to check my inbox for an email. And that's when I got the email about them changing the ticket plans. And I'm actually not sure I'm going to renew.
Is it the timing or the money?
I would say the timing definitely makes me upset. I've sat through the 100 lost seasons. I don't want to do that anymore. It was not fun. And I want to see them, like you guys said, I want to see them sign somebody, even just one.
Now, do you
want to see these new owners do something the old owners did not?
You heard Adam say it's a retooling, not a rebuild. Do you agree with that?
I trust Adam. I hope it is.
Okay.
But that question mark's in the back of my mind because of how this organization has been in the past.
Understood. Jessica, I got nothing. Understood. Thank you very much. 410-583-1057. He said this year was a slap in the face. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that 2-3 years from now, when his team picks back up where they left off in 2024, we look back and we call 25 a slap in the face. Dang, what was 2025? Oh, we just got slapped in the face. We're all right. We're all right.
Yeah.
We're fine.
It's kind of, you know, I would say kicking the balls, but yeah, it's kind of the same thing. But yeah.
Not for Jessica.
No.
That's why we got to go with slap in the face. Yeah. Let's go. Let's get David in Woodlawn. What's up, David?
How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. So I see the ticket rise as evidence of Baltimore Orioles being tone deaf and just plain incompetent. And it also is a continuance of some of their practices in the past. I had a friend of mine who has a 27 game plan that he's not going to renew. He told me last night that last year, if you wanted to go to the playoffs, you had to pay for all the playoff games possible. You know, even if they didn't get to the World Series, you still had to pay for it. And then instead of them refunding your money when they didn't make the playoffs, I mean, they didn't go past the first round, their money got assigned to next year's playoff game. So they didn't get a refund. They had to, whatever money they played for the playoffs was put into next year's game package.
David, we're new to the playoffs around here, but that's kind of standard practice around baseball.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of standard practice.
Well, about what they just did.
Yeah, that's a different story.
Okay, now they got a. You don't know what the product is going to be. The product that they have is it appears to be inferior to what you already had this year. You know what I mean? Yeah. How are you going to make people pay more and have the people who had the packages extend their packages when nobody knows what the product is going to be?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest problem we have right now is what I'm hearing, Ed. Mm-hmm. People don't have faith in the Orioles. They don't have faith in them turning back in the right direction. If they had faith, then they would buy the tickets knowing that the team would be better next year. They don't have faith in that.
Yeah. No, well, can you blame them? I mean, they're in goal by what they see. And if you got a long history, recent history of terrible baseball, losing baseball, and you have 2 years of three good and two really good years, and then you revert back to what the people were used to for a decade and a half, I don't blame them. They don't, you know, they're not believing because they haven't seen a big enough body of work yet that this team's going to be good for 5-8 years like that.
Let's go to Stan in Severn. What's up, Stan?
How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well today. But here's my complaint. I've been a 13-game plan herder, owner for the last 7 or 8 years. And the problem with that, when I received the message, was that, okay, we'll go to 20 game. We'd go to 20 game. But now they say we can't have our same seats. Now we're going to pay more money, and we can't guarantee our seats. Then they want us to renew in August, and we don't know where we're sitting. That's a problem. And I don't know how you do business that way. We like our seats. We paid for our seats. Now they're going to change our seats, and we don't know where we're sitting. And then they want us to renew.
Hey, thanks a lot, my friend. Appreciate the call. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Harry in Bel Air. What's up, Harry?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, thanks. You know, I know what Adam Jones, I love Adam Jones. I think he's a great player, but he's working for the Orioles, and he said it's a retooling. This is a rebuilding. I'm sorry.
How's it rebuilding?
It's a rebuilding because they got poor players, you know, the 5 or 6 players, first rounders, second rounders, whatever. They got rid of 9 players. Okay.
Now they got rid of O'Hearn, Luriano, Arias, Baker. Who else? You got a combination of 1 all-star appearance in that. Meanwhile, you have Adley Rutschman with multiple all-star appearances. Henderson with multiple. Westberg been an all-star game. You got a runner-up and rookie of the year. Your core is still here. You get rid of those guys, you got to rebuild. You got rid of role players. You don't rebuild because you got rid of role players.
But it doesn't matter. I mean,
it does matter. They're role players.
I've been watching the Orioles since 1966.
I don't care if you've been watching them since 1954. They got rid of role players. What are you talking about? Your history of watching the Orioles don't make you right. They got rid of role players. What are you talking about? You have the combination of about 8 all-star appearances still on the team. You got rid of role. O'Hearn has not been good since May. Luriano was that's the biggest loss for me.
That was the biggest loss. He played the best.
Arias was on. You don't rebuild because you got rid of role players when you keep your nucleus. What, every time somebody that works for the team speaks, you discredit them because they work for the team. Maybe they work for the team means they know more about the team than you do. You ever think about that? I don't want to talk to my doctor. Why? Because he works for the hospital. that doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
But that's a real thing. That's another one. I put people listen to doctors. They're in bed with Big Pharma. They don't care.
I don't want to listen to Adam Jones because he works for the team. Maybe Adam Jones working for the team means he knows more about the team than you do.
Tell you something. That if you're ever unfortunate enough to have a doctor say, my friend, you have cancer, yeah, you'd be running to the doctor.
That's like people who hate the police.
Exactly, yes.
You need the police. Yes. 410-583-1057, that's the number. What's Raven player or player group made a statement last night? Who do you need to see more from? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Ed almost got fired early this morning. When that dude told me he's been watching the Orioles since 1966, I almost dropped the, I don't give up. But I chilled. Because I got PYT now.
I know. But it means it's Friday.
There you go. Oh, boy. Which player or player group made a statement last night, in your opinion, Ed? Which player or player group made a statement?
I think special teams made a statement. I do. The kick returns were good, real good. I mean, obviously, we had a punt return for a touchdown, some electrifying kick returns.
Yes, sir.
And Loop looked good. So, I mean, I think overall, the special teams, look real good.
I walked away thinking the special teams is yet another weapon on this team. So let me get this straight. Not only do you have an offense that can strike at any time, you got a special team that can give them short fields.
Yeah, absolutely.
This team is getting more and more dangerous.
Or perhaps score.
Yeah. It's getting more and more dangerous. Like you have a special team that's going to – you have a punter that can boom it, that puts the defense in good positions, mm-hmm. and you have returners who can put the offense in good positions. Yeah. You have yet another weapon on this Baltimore Ravens
team.
If you get
out to midfield from a kickoff, that's all you need. That gives Lamar half a football field to work with. That's it. Seriously, it's a short drive for him. So I think it's awesome.
That's two plays sometimes.
Can be.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm with you. If I could add to it, I would say the running back room. We knew it was impressive.
That would be my choice, too.
But now you got Ali out there. I mean, come on, dude. Your running back room is so crowded that Ali, who could be the starting running back for some teams, is going to mm-hmm. be your kickoff returner.
Yes.
Yeah, probably. I think so. Why not?
Oh, I think so, too.
Why not?
Yeah.
That's just depth, man. Mm-hmm. Hey, for those of you that keep criticizing Eric DaCosta, just keep sounding silly. Just keep sounding silly, man.
How dumb do you sound?
Exactly.
I mean that. I'm totally serious. Like, And there is people that are constant critics of him, and people call him and complain about the team. You sound ridiculous.
The roster on his team. He's in charge of the roster. You know what I mean?
Yes.
He's in charge of collecting the people for the coaching staff to coach.
Right.
That's what he's in charge of. Yeah. How can you question him with all the talent that's on this team? He is, right now, if he's not the best at it, the list of people in front of him is very, very short.
Well, his peers seem to think he was the best at it.
I think he's the best at it, but I could be biased. I'm a Ravens fan.
Yeah. I try to temper it, but I always seem like I'm apologizing.
His success is not based on winning a Super Bowl, even though you want to put it on that. It's not his success is giving you a team that should win.
He's already won. And hear me out. This is why. You're right, because you still the players have to play, the coaches have to coach. But the Ravens have been deemed to have the best roster in football right now.
That's
he's won already.
Eric DaCosta.
That's him, yes.
If you said every year this team is ridiculous that they're not winning the Super Bowl when they have the best roster in football, that's Eric DaCosta's job. It stops there.
Another successful April 10th birthday. That's all I can say.
Oh, my gosh. Joseph in Baltimore. What's up, Joseph?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Good. Doing well, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. You know, just out here on the grind as usual. You know who I want to see more out of that impressed me that I didn't even know who he was besides Wester was Isaacs.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
On the D-line. He had, what, 2 sacks last night? Yeah.
Was it 2 or 1? He had 2?
I think it might have been 1 okay. And maybe 1 or 2 tackles for a loss.
Right.
But he looked phenomenal. And, I mean, I don't know if it was maybe just a shot in the pan, one shot in the dark or whatever they call it. But I want to see more, see if he can do more, and maybe he could be a pivotal piece on that line for us moving forward.
I hope you're right because I agree with you. I want to see more of him as well. I'm glad you brought his name up. 410-583-1057. Not that I want to see more from him. I want to see more of him. What you did last night, do that again.
Yeah.
Let's go to Woodbury and get Joe. What's up, Joe?
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing, man?
Doing well. Good morning to you, too.
Hey, Rob, I love it when those callers call in and you got to give them the romance. Just read them their rights. That's all it is. And I'm glad you didn't get out of character because they can put you that way. But look, man, anybody with any kind of common sense know our fault failure, it came from, I'm going to say it was really from in between the ears. Because besides penalties and turnovers, those are the only things that ever cost us any of the games. I mean, the physicality is there. I mean, two people with equal strength will match up real good, but it's got to be the one who outthinks the other. That's where the term comes in. Oh, well, this person was playing chess while the other person was playing checkers.
Yep.
That's the analogy of the game. You got to be able to outthink. Because sometimes we associate that with our coaches or with our head coach, that coach was doing this, but it also has to be that with the players on the field. You got to learn how to manipulate the guy you're going up against and get him to stumble. You got to outthink him, even if you can't out-physicality.
You can't always wait for someone to make a move, Ed. Sometimes you got to be 2 moves in front of them. That's chess. That's chess, my friend.
It is, and that's how you have to play. But he's right, and I'm glad he brought up the players, too, because, you know, the coaches get a ton of criticism. Players make mental mistakes. They do. And I mean, the coaches make mistakes, but the players make mistakes, too. There's missteps. There's stupid penalties. There's all kinds of dumb things they'll do that are unnecessary.
Mark Andrews was wide open. Yeah, good call, right. Monken. Good call, Monken. Yep. Mark Andrews dropped the ball. That was on the player. Because he was wide open, right. So it was the right call.
Yeah.
Let's go to Brian in Baltimore. What's up, Brian?
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning. Good morning.
You know, but like this special teams being the way it is and having these returners, if they keep putting Lamar on a short field, and let's say hypothetically, he throws for less yards because he hasn't had to being on a shorter field, he's going to get the criticism. But I'll take the criticism. I'll take a Super Bowl over stats.
You're right. The yards may decrease, but the touchdowns won't. the yards may diminish a little bit, but he's right about that. People just look at the bottom line. They don't look at how you got there. That's a good call, Brian. That is. If they do take yards away from him because they're so good, then he's going to be criticized because of it. Because nobody's going to look inside the numbers.
No, and that's absolutely what will happen. Because it just, it's like when, you know, you got a premier cornerback. He didn't have any picks last year. No, because nobody threw his way. That happened to Darrelle Revis, if you remember.
How many times
his
did Deion,
numbers plummeted.
How many times did Deion Sanders lead the league in interceptions? Did he ever?
I don't know.
I don't know if he did. And if he did, then you're stupid for throwing the ball to him so much. I don't know if he ever led the league. I'm looking at it right now. Deion Sanders never led the league in interceptions. Mm-hmm. He led the league in interception return yards because he had three touchdowns on three pick six that year. Half of his interceptions were pick sixes that year. He had six of them. Deion never led the league, Ed, in interceptions. You know why? Because they weren't throwing at Deion.
They weren't throwing at him. Yeah.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Vinny Serrato joins us at 9:15. AJ Francis and Moose from TNA Wrestling join us in studio at 9:30. But on the other side, we talked about the good. Now, what did you see last night that you thought, if anything, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.